This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those men and women that are out there working on the coronavirus COVID-19 task force. Thank you for what you're doing, keeping America free and safe. Now, to the truckers, to the warehouse, to the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers, everybody working in the oil industry, all those roughnecks, thank you for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like us over there, and we'll stick you over in the chat room so you can talk to us during the course of the show. And don't forget to Google the Captain's America Third Watch. You'll find us anywhere and everywhere. All right. Ron Edwards, the host of the Edwards Notebook, is on the telephone line. Good morning, Ron Edwards. And that's for Flip.
Good morning, and good morning to Flip.
You ready to say the pledge?
Yes, let's do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, a great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, there's several big stories I could start with here because we've had a very busy news night. But let's start with the president, who is going to sign an executive order today suspending all immigration into the United States. And that means all immigration, not just from Mexico, but everywhere.
This is something, even though he's doing it for a certain reason now, this is something I have been believing should have been done years ago. There's been so much immigration into our country, both legally and illegally, that this country needs to take a break, just for the sake of assimilation of the many that have already come here year after year after year after year. And I think it's a very good thing. I know he's going to get blowback probably immediately.
He'll get a lawsuit thrown against him right away, and a judge will come in and put an injunction watch.
Yeah, then it'll go to higher courts.
Yep.
And I think common sense will win out in the long run. But I think it's a good move. It's something that needs to be done periodically, in my opinion.
Yeah, and he's already got a legal precedent that's there in that courts, different courts of appeals have allowed him to do what he did on the southern border with the people coming in there. So this just expounds it to a bigger deal. And it's all about curtailing the coronavirus because we got to take care of what we got here first.
Yes, absolutely, and that's first and foremost, and it's about time that the other lawmakers finally wake up to that effect. They were, you know, elected, the last time I checked, to represent and work for we the people in this country, and not just have our borders open for the entire planet to come in and
now,
you know, they come in willy-nilly.
Now, we the people are about to get a little bit of a reprieve. The folks in Georgia, the folks in Tennessee, South Carolina, it looks like by the end of the week they'll be open for some businesses. Texas looks like it's coming in on Monday. Florida's not very far down the line, so things are slowly moving along. Meanwhile, Michigan is doing what?
Dying on the vine. This governor, I just have to keep it polite, this governor of Michigan, she is really a belligerent. She reminds me of an old school marm who's pissed off. Basically, how dare we get up there to Lansing and protest her draconian measures, and now she's talking about the doubling down, expanding it, or extending it, rather. And she has no regard for businesses that we need. She has no regard for anything other than abortion clinics. Now, Captain, in order to have an abortion, one has to be in close quarters, am I correct?
Of course.
Yeah, okay. But yet, I cannot go to church. I cannot go to Home Depot and buy lawn care equipment. I can't even pay my guys to come and take care of our lawn. Although that's, you know, we're not close to each other. When that happens, usually we may not even be home. And it's done, and they send us our bill. But yet she says, that's a problem. We've got to shut all that down for the coronavirus. This is just an excuse for people like her to shut down and grind to a halt our economy and also get us used to being bossed around even more and more. I think this is almost like an experiment to see how much we would take. And we've got to continue to show that we're not going to take this stuff. We the people have to continue to push back against not only this governor of this state, but other states as well, that just feel that it's more important to clamp down our economy because they hate Trump and they dislike our way of life.
Well, that's pretty obvious. I mean, and I'm still trying to figure out how that woman got elected. Would you mind telling me?
Good question. But
was it really a protest vote or something?
It's real easy to answer. There's a lot of people in this part of the country that love Democrats, and they've been looking for a woman. You know how that is. Oh, we've got to have a woman. We've got to have a woman. And, boy, she's smart, this, that, and the other. And, boy, a lot of people went for her. Just like, you know, it happens in other states, too. You've got draconian, you know, minded folks in other states as well. And, unfortunately, you have a lot of Democrat voters that don't care either. And this is what they'll go for. And, believe it or not, as bad as she is, whoever the Republican opponent is, they're going to have to be really, really competitive.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook. When we come back, we're going to play an Edwards Notebook for you, and we'll be back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us, what's on your mind?
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects, big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Of the Everett Snowfolk Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you. The Corona China virus isn't the big danger, at least compared to other factors. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. With the exception of the huge Black Plague, which killed 25 million people across Europe during the mid-14th century, abusive governance driven by the demonic desire to control every moment of our lives from cradle to an early grave due to a variety of leftist philosophically motivated desires and decisions, the globalist shutdown of the United States and global economy and our unalienable rights is far more detrimental to our well-being than the Corona China virus or any other flu cases throughout the United States and the world. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer banning parents from homeschooling, which was an ultimate form of social distancing of students, did not help bring about a cure for the Corona China virus or any planned or naturally occurring pandemic. The globalists who don't respect we the people hate Trump for inspiring a demand for liberty around the world and are willing to destroy our republic just to get their evil way. However, they shall be Hamanized if we shall believe and fight. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out TheRonEdwards.com.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
All righty, that's Ron Edwards in the Edwards Notebook. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss, pardon me, M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan. Now, you can find out more about them by going to the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And here's what you do. If you are a veteran, active duty military, a first responder, active or retired, if you are a pastor, if you are a military family member, and you want to get your vehicle serviced at one of the four Moss locations, guess what? You get a 15% discount on that service. And let me tell you something. Some of the best service technicians anywhere to do the work for you. Now, you interested in buying a vehicle, certified pre-owned or new? Tell them the captain sent you. You get yourself $500 off the deal to begin with right off the bat, but you can't wait and sit there and go, oh, yeah, the captain sent me. No, you tell them that right off the bat so they know that you're going to get that $500. That's what you do. But here's how you do it. You go to either the dealership in Newport Richey at 19 and 54 or up to Crystal River, the dealership on U.S. 19. Or you come back down to Tampa at Moss Nissan and Moss Acura. That's two different dealers in the same location, 11001 North Florida Avenue. And stop by and check them out. You'll get plenty of room for social distancing. You'll get plenty of opportunity to take a look at whatever it is that you want to drive. Clean facilities, kept clean. And guess what? The antimicrobial treatment comes with your vehicle, too. There you go, Moss Nissan, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And tell them the captain sent you. All right, Ron Edwards is with us. Hey, Mr. Ron Edwards.
Hello there.
Let's drift on over and take a telephone call. We got a call here from somebody. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Coastal Georgia.
All right, you kind of broke up on me. Where are you calling from, sir?
Coastal Georgia.
Okay, Georgia. Okay, what's up there, sir?
Well, the Indian situation out in the reservation out in Arizona and New Mexico in that desert, they were talking about they can't have no electrical power or water. Walking big whales out there, a lot of the used.
All right, well, I'm sorry, sir. Your phone is all broke up there. He was talking about an Indian reservation out west, and why can't they have water and this, that, and the other. First of all, an Indian reservation is a sovereign nation all on its own. Is that not correct, Ron?
That's what I understand.
So therefore,
as a sovereign nation, by now they have the wherewithal to create their own, you know, watering systems and things of that nature. They make billions of dollars with, funds from gambling casinos and things of that nature.
Well, there's an oil refinery on the one over by the western end of New Mexico on I-40 right there. They call it the giant oil company or something like that. They got a big, huge truck stop and a refinery right there, and they actually have oil in a reservation.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe it's just unwillingness to go ahead and build the infrastructure that they need, and now they're kind of thirsty.
Yeah, because the federal government has nothing to do with what goes on in an Indian reservation. That's a sovereign nation all by itself. It's actually going on in a separate country. They cannot. Our law enforcement officers cannot go on an Indian reservation without having an Indian reservation police officer with them.
Yeah, so they need to ask them why they're not taking care of their own situation.
Yeah, and the other thing is, when it comes to the Indians, and again, I lived right next to a reservation in upstate New York, was born and brought up with the Onondaga Indian Reservation, had a lot of great friends there, learned how to play box lacrosse, and boy, what a sport that was. Oh, no pads, rock 'em, sock 'em, go hit 'em with it over the head or whatever. No rules, too, by the way. But anyway, had a lot of fun doing that in back my wilder days. But, you know, to me, the Native Americans, they're what America's all about. And we wouldn't be here without them, really.
Absolutely. They're great people, many different tribes and everything. And we learn a lot from them.
Okay. Let's get into our conversation here now, because we got to talk about Kim Jong-un. Now, last hour, there was a tweet put up by Katie Tour of NBC and then picked up by Jim Scudo of CNN about the fact that Kim Jong-un was brain dead. That's not true. They put out false information. Then again, leave it to. And by the way, when I told the people when I reported it, I said, this is coming from NBC and CNN. Consider the source. It cannot be confirmed. And now we know it just wasn't true, because Kim Jong-un is recovering. He is gravely ill. He did have open heart surgery. And according to the South Korean media, who has a better idea of it than anybody else, apparently his sister is the interim person that was put in charge of a committee in the event something happens to him. He is 5'7" tall, 300 plus pounds, with a BMI of 45, which makes him a prime candidate for a stroke, a heart attack, or could drop dead any second.
Yeah, and, you know, for the good of our relationship with that country, I pray that Kim Jong-un, that he, that he gets well relatively quickly, because Trump has developed sort of a relationship with Kim, and hopefully he does recover, because, man.
Yep. Well,
he's a dictator, but we want him to get well, and he's the one that there is a relationship with.
Right, and unlike the earlier report that came out there, which I did mention a couple of hours ago on the air, because we did see that, and I talked about it with Kyle Warren. I also talked about it with Denise. We did not know. It's just a report that we put out there that was put out there by NBC, Katie Tour, and by CNN, Jim Scudo. It was not true. So here we go again. Fake news.
Well, that's about what you're going to get from them, because they're going to report from a direction that goes against whatever the Trump administration is doing, whoever the Trump administration is trying to get along with internationally, whatever, whatever. And so you always have to take it with a huge chunk of salt. So
who,
there it is.
Who yesterday said, because of the oil situation and what happened there, said, oh, I just absolutely love to see it. Who said that?
AOC.
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
In a tweet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm not surprised, though. I mean, some people I saw, you know, they were surprised and all of that, and how could she do that? Well, that's par for the course. I mean, she is not, even though she's an elected official, she is not pro-American. She's not pro-success for our country. And anything that even, you know, breeds a hint of failure or harm to our country, they're going to celebrate.
What she tweeted right along with that was, now we can get with green energy.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And you talk about breaking the bank, right?
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about, Captain. Green energy is another source, and if you can... if you can go all the way back to Gorbachev, he wrote a book called The Green, and he talked about what's called the Green Cross, and that would be used as, and he explained how you can use the Green Movement to break the bank of the American economy.
Well, let's let you go drift on, and we'll talk to you on Thursday, and you have yourself a good day. And by the way, when are you leaving Michigan?
Soon as possible. Seriously.
I don't doubt you. All right, we'll talk to you on Thursday.
All right,
Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and it's always a pleasure having him on. And coming up next, we've got the one, the only, the incomparable Brooke Emery from Brooke Talks America. She'll be with us. We're going to talk America. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, in the news, reports surfaced he might be in grave condition after heart surgery. He is 36 years old. Kim recently missing the celebration of his grandfather's birthday party on April 15th, fueling speculation about his health. He had been seen 4 days earlier at a government meeting. President Trump at the White House daily coronavirus briefing addressing the price of oil, which crashes to a historic low of minus $37 a barrel. This as the Dow drops more than 500 points because of continued coronavirus concerns.
We're looking to put as much as 75 million barrels into the reserves themselves. That would top it out. That would be first time in a long time it's been topped out. We'd get it for the right price.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our brand new sponsor, Balance of Nature. And let me tell you about the Balance of Nature. Now, I went over to my doctor yesterday because I'm visiting him quite a bit for blood work and this, that, and the other because they're checking me for to see if I have the antibodies that are needed for plasma because I may have very well had this mess last year when I got really, really, really sick. And they think I did, so there's more tests that have to be done. But anyway, I've been taking a Balance of Nature. And Balance of Nature is something that, I'll tell you, since I started taking it, somebody told me, they said, you're too excited, slow down, this, that, and the other. I feel like I got a whole bunch more energy, and I've only been taking this stuff since, like, Friday or something like that. But anyway, it works. It absolutely works. And I'll tell you what. The thing was with this is that you can find out what I found out because if you don't get your fruits and your veggies, like your mom always said, eat your veggies. Well, guess what? This is the way to do it. Couple pills of each out of a bottle and boom, you're done. There you go. And it definitely does make a difference. And my doctor told me, he says, hey, this is great. And plus it helps you with your immunity. So you can check them out online, balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. And you can give them a call, if you like, at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. And always remember to tell them you heard it on the Captain's America Third Watch, because you never know what's going to happen. Speaking of which, guess who I got on the telephone line? Brooke Talks America. Hey there, Brooke. Are we talking America?
Always. Good morning.
You sure you don't want to talk about Cleveland or something?
Oh, my God. I can't even explain it.
Talk about opening up the country, because here's the deal, all right? Right now, we've got some really good things going on, and Saturday we talked about my program about the fact that Texas was going to be opening up. We didn't know about these other states, and Texas was going to open up like next week. Well, now it looks like this week on Friday, Georgia, Tennessee, South Carolina are going to be the first ones out there with at least some form of usefulness or whatnot. And then Texas next Monday, and Florida, question mark, question mark, question mark.
Yeah, I saw that about South Carolina, too, last night it came in. Yeah, I don't understand Florida at all. It's a massive state, and just because, you know, South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach apparently had the worst part in the whole state. You don't have to keep down the entire state.
Nope.
For that. I'm not really happy about that at all, I can tell you. He must have, I don't know, maybe he has some information, but, and the Panhandle just had some storm issues.
Mm-hmm.
So, too. Yeah. We need to open up the entire country, actually.
Well, we had a couple of tornadoes touch down yesterday, one over in Sanford and one up in Citrus County. I don't know about the Panhandle. I know they had wind damage, Frank Silvato told me about that.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is that we do need to get things going here, the economy. And I'll tell you what, people have absolutely had it. And hashtag reopen America, hashtag reopen Florida, hashtag reopen whatever the abbreviation is for your state. People are protesting everywhere and anywhere right now.
Yes. Well, it's interesting, though. See, there are two parts of this. One is that the Patriots are getting upset and they're realizing, you know, they're getting tired of the tyranny. But the other thing, if you check out social media, this whole part of this whole thing, and you know, I talked about this on my show, but the language that they use is all about collectivism. So what's happening is that anybody that, you know, if we're all in this together and I go against the orthodoxy of this, of the quote-unquote experts, then I'm a heretic, which means I can be burned at the stake. So what's happening is that anybody that goes against the orthodoxy, which is that we need to keep this thing shut down forever, then you are a horrible person, and thus, you know, retaliation against you is warranted. Right? Because I am threatening, if I want to get the country back open because I don't want, you know, 80,000 suicides from everybody losing their jobs or losing their livelihood, then I'm going against you and I threaten you. So that's something you can see is that the people that want to keep it shut, that are so afraid to even walk outside on their own, are, you know, want to have people like us punished. And that is what's happening in places like Gil Garcetti, you know, snitching on your neighbor, Bill de Blasio snitching on your neighbor. I think it was either Philadelphia or New Jersey that has drones coming after you. So they've been able to amass this power in the government sector. One of the reasons is because their crazy liberal citizens want people to be punished if you go against the orthodoxy.
Yeah, and a lot of the drones are made in China. Now, listen to this.
Oh, my God, I know.
Listen to this. I just got this. This popped in here. A Harvard professor by the name of Elizabeth Bartolet said, and this is a quote, "From the beginning of compulsory education in this country, we have thought of the government as having some right to educate children so that they can become active, productive participants in the larger society. But it's also important that children grow up exposed to community values, social values, democratic values, ideas about non-discrimination and tolerance of the other people's viewpoints. I am not in favor and call for a ban on homeschooling."
She wants to ban. Yes, I saw that yesterday. Well,
yeah,
of course she
Harvard
does.
Professor.
They don't, mm-hmm. Yes, they don't. None of the left wants freedom in any capacity. And one of the things that is going to come out of this is a rethinking of quote-unquote education. So they have to understand that this is going to change a lot of things that cause unintended consequences and problems for their ideology. When people realize, A, they can teach their kids at home, B, that they now that they can monitor what the teachers are quote-unquote teaching, right, and that's why they're going against it, because homeschooling will definitely increase because of this, when parents realize that what their kids are actually learning, and they're happier when they're not in the state-run indoctrination camps. So they're going to push for every single solitary left-wing action. By the way, Segre, why is Harvard getting $9 million when they have a $40 billion endowment?
Good question.
Yeah. It's a very good. There are a lot of good questions that are coming out, which is, you know.
Well, it's not just Harvard.
I know, but this reinforces my statement. Complacency is the enemy of liberty. Our side has been complacent for too long. And we're in the fight for this country, basically. All of this is about the election. Every day from now until the election will be a battle for the country.
They're not playing
any games either, so.
Let me ask you a question. Who yesterday, when we were talking about oil prices going down to a negative level, who yesterday popped out and used the phrase, "I absolutely love to see it. Now we can get our green energy program moving." Who said that?
Well, that would be the little dictator from Westchester, not Queens, or Brooklyn, wherever she says she's from, is Comrade Cortez.
Yeah, and isn't she a piece of work here lately?
Yeah, she's a piece of something. you know, the real issue, though, is that it shows that Democrats are gleeful about thousands of people losing their jobs in an industry that they don't agree with. So they don't care about jobs. They care about jobs that align with what they think should be happening. So, again, well, I hope people are paying attention, because this is not just her. This is the entire Democrat Party that wants to destroy that industry.
Let me show you how her economic mind doesn't work here. With oil being as cheap as it is right now, who in their right mind thinks that green energy is going to be any cheaper than the really cheap price of oil right now?
But it's not even about that.
I know, but I'm just saying.
It doesn't matter. The supply and demand, you know, capitalism, none of that matters. All of it matters is their socialist. This is their push for socialism, and they never thought, well, there's, you know, we could get into a whole thing about
it. All right, well, we're going to run out of time here, so what I got to do is tell everybody that Brooke has a show called Brooke Talks America. It's heard here on this radio station. You're hearing me here right now in the Tampa Bay area. It's on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. You want to give it a listen, because you never know what might happen to be discussed on it, because you talk about all sorts of stuff, don't you?
I do. I talk about America, the country that I love, and the country that I want to save.
And by the way, you always like to say thanks to the troops and all that, so have at it.
Always, always. Thanks to the troops. Thanks to everybody. You know, the military is affected by this, and people are away from home and can't get back, right? Some of them, for PCS and stuff. Thank you for the troops. Thank you for all of the medical persons, the doctors, the nurses, the truckers, the grocers, everybody that's helping with this endeavor. We love you all.
Gotta go. Thank you very much. Brooke says, okay. Brooke Talks America is a radio show. Brooke Talks America. Make sure you check it out. You'll find something new every week. And by the way, Steve says, totally agree. AOC would get two of her wishes if the Green Deal were to move forward.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs
become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. Proto-Grow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why Proto-Grow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Alrighty, and now it's time for a beach and boating forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Wide open and ready for business. Alrighty, well, today for the Nature Coast, for the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, it's going to be a nice day out on the water. Won't be too bad. Certainly will be a lot better than yesterday and Sunday. Holy smokes. Win, win, win. Today it'll be out of the north. We'll have some gusts, maybe 10 to 15 miles an hour. But for the most part, we'll have a light chop. Seas will be 2 to 3 feet. The Gulf water temperature is at 80 degrees. Bring the soap with you. The bay is at 78 degrees. We had our high tide at 2:12 a.m. Our low tide is coming at 7:56 a.m. It's going to be partly sunny most of the day, all day, and it's not going to be a bad day at all to be out on the water, so think about that. And, you know, there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water, and Freedom Boat Club calls it Sun Sanitize. Yep. Since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything. Now, you can load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D and have a great time out on the water with your friends and family and just sun sanitize. And if you have to scratch plans for that big foreign or domestic vacation earlier on, then why not invest that money from that canceled trip into a Freedom Boat Club membership and enjoy the beautiful waterways all year long? Reciprocity? Yep. 213 locations all across the country. Join down here. Find a place you want to go to and just use your reciprocity or vice versa. Join up there. Come on down here. 213 locations across the country. Now, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you always get all the benefits of boat ownership without all of the work. Just make your reservation, fill your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water, soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitized too. So call the Freedom Boat Club today. And by the way, for a limited time, you get 1 month's free. 1 month's free on your monthly dues and $1,000 off the price of membership. The one-time membership fee, you get the $1,000 off that and you get 1 month free. So call the Freedom Boat Club today. The number is 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. Or just go to the website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That website again, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. And don't forget to go out and sun sanitize. You're going to love it. Well, the World Health Association, or organization, might as well be an association, though, right? President Trump should be applauded for his decision to halt funding to the World Health Organization while the administration reviews the group's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Now, over the weekend, they had a benefit for them. I believe they raised $121 million. Now, you and I, the U.S. taxpayers, write a $400 million blank check to the WHO every year. It's an organization that's broken and has long overdue been due for fundamental reform. Now, in its handling of the coronavirus pandemic, the WHO demonstrated that it puts politics over public health. During the critical weeks and months when the virus began its spread in China and then around the world, the WHO seemed more interested in playing politics, deferring to China rather than taking the actions that could have saved lives around the world. They followed whatever China told them to say. They said it. And it cost valuable time to the countries around the world, and it definitely cost human lives. They bear in the blame. They bear in the blame. Now, we should not waste this opportunity to bring about the lasting and positive changes that will ultimately save lives and improve public health, not just here, but around the world as well. So think about that. The next time somebody comes up to you and goes, "Oh, the president took the funding away from the World Health Organization." First of all, the guy that's running the show is not a doctor. He is, though, and has been, though, affiliated with and associated with terrorists in Ethiopia. And it was part of an ethnic cleansing group that went on in Ethiopia. This is the guy running the World Health Organization. What a joke. What a joke. And our president is doing an admirable job. I mean, to tell you, who could do what he's doing under the circumstances he's being presented with? Did you see the press conference yesterday? Did you see the reporters again taking pot shots at the president? Verbal pot shots. They don't know how to behave themselves.
They don't know how to respectfully treat a president. They did under Barack Obama. Remember? But no. Not this guy. Why? Because he doesn't fit their quote, end of quote, he doesn't fit their description of what a president should be. But he sure does ours. Now, oil is just, I don't even know where to start. Minus $37.63 a barrel yesterday. There was no place to sell, to put, to distribute oil. There just isn't. We've run out of space. We've run out of whatever. West Texas crude, that's what that price is. And the futures on West Texas crude right now, which will change after midnight tonight, is minus $43 a barrel a year out. Now, Brent crude is at $25.57, but that was down yesterday, $2.51. Gasoline, in the meantime, dropped down to 67 cents a gallon without the tax at the refinery. And in my backyard, the price of gasoline dropped 10 cents a gallon since Sunday. We've got four gas stations that are having a gas war. A Wawa, a 7-Eleven, a BP, and a Citgo. And boy, we're having fun. Just keep on dropping the price. Works for me. I mean, at the pump, that is. And diesel is now down to 89 cents a gallon. That's down 10 cents a gallon since last week at the same time. So maybe some of the truckers will be getting an opportunity to save some money there. Maybe. By the way, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our buddies at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S. And Dominic's Blinds and Decor is located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down there in Sarasota. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's Blinds and Decor also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, which is something you cannot get from a big box store. I dare you. Try it. See if they'll sell you that along with what they sell. Now stop by and see Joe and the gang in the store or wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks when you see them. That's going to be Kevin behind the wheel for the most part. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-922-2345. To set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store, the number again, 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. And that might get you a trip to the back room where all the really good pastry is. Shh, I wasn't supposed to tell you that. Tommy's Blinds and Decor. All righty. Well, you know, we're going to keep our eyes on what's going on today. See what the president does when he signs that executive order. See how long it takes for a liberal judge, which the Democrats are sure they're going to find, to block it. And then it'll have to go through the process of being appealed and everything else. We've been there before with the border, the southern border. This is not the southern border anymore. This is all immigration, all of it coming into the United States that he's going to suspend because of the coronavirus. And why not? Why not? Maybe he should have done it a while ago. All righty. I will be back tonight with all sorts of stuff on the Redidio. And, of course, remember, we're always about tomorrow's news tonight. And when news happens, we're it in the middle of the night. There's nobody else talking about what we're talking about. I'll guarantee it. So I'll see you tonight. In the meantime, stay safe, stay low, stay healthy. And remember, our show's all about we the people, and what we the people can do. I'll see you tonight. God bless.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.